Melvin Ishmael Johnson, broadcasting live from Skid Row Studio.
Live.
I'm at the beautiful Ford Theater at the Edison Plaza, and I'm talking to Robert Clemens. He's one of the actors that will be doing the readings tonight. What part would you play, Robert?
I'm playing Undersecretary of the Air Force, Rodney Coleman.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little about what you know about Rodney Coleman?
I know absolutely nothing about Rodney Coleman. I just know that he's trying to take care of a mess, or trying to straighten out some things that happened in the past, and he's the head of the commission that was duly advocated to put some rights to some wrongs from the past, and he's commissioned by the President of the United States back in 1995.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little about your home, where you're from, and how you got off into acting?
I'm originally from Hartford, Connecticut, insurance capital of the world. I don't know how that happened to come to be that, but we have all the main insurance company, Travelers, Aetna, Cigna, all those type of insurance companies are housed in Hartford, Connecticut. And I wasn't an actor at first. After college, I worked for IBM Corporation for 10 years before I found out that that was not for me, that I needed to express myself. And after my father, who had worked like 40 years straight for a aircraft building company, manufacturing company, Pratt & Whitney, and he died at 61 of a heart attack, that I wasn't going out like that. If I was going to work for a company that long, I surely didn't want to end up like that. So I resigned from IBM Corp and went about going to the acting arena.
You also work over there with the Rovi Theater Company, and I know you've been in a number of plays. You're also getting ready to direct during the Paul Robeson Festival. Is this your first time directing?
No, it's not. I've directed some pieces in college, and I directed some pieces here in L.A. since I've been in L.A., three pieces. I was with a company called the Road Theater Company, and I directed a couple of pieces for them, and I also directed a piece that was presented in Inglewood called West Memphis Mojo. And so this is such a great honor to be now on the boards for directing at the Rovi Theater Company. In fact, I just got back from casting all day long. We were casting people for the plays that are going to be done.
And you casted the two plays that you're doing?
I didn't totally cast them, but at least I filled in all the spots that I couldn't fill. And the rest, but it gave me all possibilities of the people that I didn't have as first choice. I had fill-ins for those first choice people.
What are the two plays about?
The first play is called Eslanda Unplugged, and it's about Paul Robeson and his wife Eslanda. They call the Essie, and it's a play about both of them. Essie has known for years that Paul Robeson has been dilly-dallying around the female anatomy, and people, you know, he was a big figure and women loved him, so they were just more or less throwing themselves at him. And he, being a man of stature and an athlete, he had quite a libido, and he exercised it. So this was Essie's chance to get back and state her thoughts about him doing that kind of thing. So he has to relent, because he got kind of snagged.
Mm-hmm. Who is the playwright?
The playwright is Nui, I don't know her last name, Lawson, I'm sorry, that's bad. Mm-hmm. I don't know her last name. Mm-hmm. She wrote this play, and part of it is cast. Josh Shams is going to play Paul Robeson.
Ooh, wow. Ooh, wow. He's the Paul Robeson.
Yes.
Yeah, in the Emperor's Last Performance.
That's
wow.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, and he, as soon as he heard about it, he said, yes, sir, right on the money.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Thank you, Mr. Robert Clemens. We're going to get another interview with you. We're waiting on to see the great performance that you're going to put on tonight.
Not a problem.
Okay, thank you, Robert Clemens.
Me.